Preesville. The annual Remembrance Day service held at the Preesville Community Hall paid respects and honored those who paid the ultimate price for our freedom. The service was back to its traditional full service after having outside virtual recorded services for the last 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Preesville Legion hosted the service on November 11. The service began with the entrance of the color party brought in by Legion members, followed by the singing of O Canada. Bill Lesko gave the opening remarks, closing remarks, and recited the names of those who perished in war from the local area. He also recited the Act of Remembrance. "We are gathered here today to remember," said Lesko. "November 11 marks the end of the First World War. It was 1918, the 11th month, 11th day, and the 11th hour that the guns of fell silent. Thousands had been fighting in the trenches of Passchendaele, Somme, Ypres, Flanders, Beaumont-Hamel, and Vimy Ridge. Canada had lost 66,000 military personnel and 172,000 were wounded. The war that was to end all wars had come to an end. It is important that we take time to reflect on the past and appreciate the freedom secured for us by those who lived and fought for us. Remembrance Day is a time-honored tradition to recognize the sacrifice of our serving Canadian forces, and those who have served in combat and peacekeeping throughout the world. It is a time of somber reverence and grief, but also appreciation. By remembering their service, their courage, and their sacrifice, we appreciate the legacy of peace and freedom these men and women fought so bravely to preserve," he concluded. Pastor Hein Bertram played the last post and reveille. Olivia Ivanochko and Sarah Masco recited in Flanders Field and Commitment to Remember. Pastor Scott Carroll gave the prayers, benediction, and blessings. Wreaths were laid by individuals and businesses. Nathan Karcha laid wreaths on behalf of the Government of Saskatchewan and Canada. Adrian Larivee laid a wreath on behalf of the Legion and veterans. Others who laid wreaths included Ralph Ager, Mayor, Town of Preesville and Preesville Lions; Brad Romanchik, Mayor of the Village of Endeavour; Marianne Suknaski, Sturgis CWL; Elaine Christofferson, Preesville Hospital Auxiliary; Jeremy Mattison for Carlet Mattison and John Rivney; Candace Keita, Preesville Personal Care Home; Rachel Rollins for Cliff Crozier; Donna Chalupiak, Preesville Museum; Laura Rollins, Jack Crozier, Leah and Will Pristee for Norman Wall. A wreath was laid on behalf of Antonio Priestay by Ed Priestay; Darwin Chalupiak, St. John Lutheran Church; Rhonda Cook, Keverhin Trucking; Gabe Goodsman, Preesville RM; Cameron Nelson, Paul S. Drugstore; Chris Bileski, Co-op; and Michelle Erickson on behalf of Preesville Shop Easy. At the conclusion of the service, a wreath was laid at the outside cenotaph by the Town of Preesville Administrative Building and at the outside cenotaph in front of the hall. Lunch was provided by the Cadet Parent Support Group.